Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome on this October the 18th, 2015 edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix, and you have joined us for at least the next 30 minutes in this weekly dose of truth that I am bringing to you. It is a beautiful fall evening here in northwestern North Carolina. Glad you could join us. After a week off, which we had a great revival at the church I attend last week, from Sunday through Wednesday night with Pastor Brian Shelton, also Blog Talk Radio host at Redeeming Truth Radio. I had a very good four-night service with him. But also, I'm glad to be back on here. I'd like to thank everybody for their patience while we took the week off. Even though with so much news coming out of the craziness that is going on this day and time, you have to take some time off to take a breather. Which as of right now, last Sunday was the last time I plan to take off for a while because the way it is going, it's getting crazier and crazier out there. So folks, I hope you're in for a ride today. This week's show is on how does the Department of Justice's creation of a domestic terrorism division affect us as Americans. We will be discussing the creation of that and how it affects us today. Everyone should realize that this is the rapid push the globalists are behind on their takedown of America. We have been winning some battles and some wars against them. We are pushing back their agenda, but they are accelerating at Millennium Falcon speed. It looks like they are putting it in going for broke. I have a more in-depth article on our website. It is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Again, that is Team Liberty 1776.wordpress.com, and the article is entitled Going for Broke, Obama Administration Goes All In with New DOJ Division Creation. Very in-depth article. Go ahead and check it out. Like the office, thank you for joining us on today's show. If you're listening to it live or you're listening via the podcast. We'd like to have you call in if you're listening live. The call-in number is 845-277-9109, or you can reach us on the chat board. If you're on the internet, send us your questions or call in. We'll bring you on the air, answer your questions, type your question on the chat board, and I'll be glad to answer. But before we get to the heart of matter, I want to cover a few things. On the last article that I had posted about gun control in America, I'd like to thank everyone for getting that article out, telling about the show and the website. But after Obama brought his little narrative speech out about gun control, I liked it how the people of Roseburg, Oregon, that town in Oregon where the shooting happened, I liked how they stood up to Obama and told him that don't come here and try to push your agenda off our pain. And it was said by several pundits there, media pundits, that Obama did not speak publicly. He stayed behind closed doors with his government groupies up there, the town mayor, the governor, some of his lackeys that buy into his global gun control agenda, just like Hillary's global gun control agenda. But, folks, let's keep winning these battles. Let's keep telling them what we think. Also, I'm still supporting Russia taking out ISIS, something that the U.S. has actually said they was doing, led us in mainstream media to believe, but they are not. They are funding our wonderful government. Our CIA department is funding the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, ISIL, IS, the Wahhabis, whatever they want to call them, the radicals over there. So, folks, let people know what is going on. Spread the word about the show. Spread the word about the website. I like to thank everybody for reading articles on the website. Y'all are great. Let's continue to get this news out. But after this quick break, we'll be back with the heart of our matter. Again, the call-in number is 845-277-9109. Or you can hit us up on our chat board if you're on the internet. But we'll be back after this quick break to the heart of the matter. Welcome back. Again, we'd love to have you call in, and I'll answer any of your questions on the topic that we got today. The call-in number is 845-277-9109, and again, we are talking about how does the Department of Justice creation of a domestic terrorism division affect us, the American people, and what effect it will have on us. Like I said, give us a call in, 845-277-9109, or comment on our chat board. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have. Also, check out the website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com, and check out our article, Going for Broke, Obama Administration Goes All In with the new DOJ division creation. But let's get into the hardest matter. I found out about this on last Thursday, the 15th, when I was surfing the web before work, before I go into work. And I found this on UPI, on Infowars.com, Breitbart. The first real site to cover it was UPI, and it got me that UPI was the only one covering it till InfoWars got it. Then Breitbart, NBC News, which NBC News is another globalist front. Of course, that's the way to make it sound all good. But enough on that. But this new creation that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, come up with is called a domestic terrorist unit. Okay, let's look at this. What does the Department of Justice consider a domestic terrorist? Well, it's quite simple. They consider a domestic terrorist unit as was defined in the 2009 MIAC report called the Modern Militia Moment. You can find a link to this document from MIAC, which is the Missouri. I just forgot what this acronym is. The 2009 Missouri. I apologize, folks. I drew a blank. The Missouri Information Analysis Center report, or MIAC report, as I go for short, stating that it is uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or Libertarian McCampbell. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. And they also consider them libertarians, conservatives, and constitutionalists as military-inspired domestic extremists. So, folks, domestic terrorists, as classified by Department of Justice, Homeland Security, MIAC report, the wonderful Southern Poverty Law Center, is in correlation, was in bed with the Department of Justice on the creation of this domestic terrorist unit. But they classify anybody that believes in libertarian ideas, conservative ideas, constitutionalist ideas as domestic terrorists. And if you support Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, the Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or libertarianism, you're a domestic terrorist. That is the biggest bunch of brouhaha baloney I have ever heard. They are saying you're a terrorist because you believe in what our country, the Constitution, what our founding fathers created, believed in, when they decided to stand up to the British tyranny that they was pushing on us. This is unreal. But to continue on, likely in response to the attack in Charleston Church, where nine were murdered earlier this year, the Obama administration has announced a new office at the Department of Justice aimed at tracking and coordinating investigations in domestic terrorism. They have also teamed up with a controversial, and let me say, very controversial Southern Poverty Law Center in the process. During a speech that was delivered on October the 14th at George Washington University, let's play on words here, George Washington University, which in a MIAC report considered our founding fathers as terrorists, but yet the Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General and the Southern Poverty Law Center made this announcement at George Washington University, kind of a little bit poke in the eye right there, if you ask me. The Assistant Attorney General, John Carlin, said the new office would be the main point of contact for U.S. attorneys working on domestic terrorism matters. Carlin was also stated as saying the new DT, Domestic Terrorism Council, will not only help ensure that domestic terrorism cases are properly coordinated, but will also play a key role in our headquarters-level efforts to identify trends to help shape our strategy and to analyze legal gaps or enhancements required to ensure we can combat these threats. In other words, that double speak is he's saying right there. Basically, Carlin is saying through his double speak that this right here is the way that they can track and manage their strategies on how to keep people who believe in the Constitution, conservative ideas, who wants this government to be run like it was by the Constitution, when our founding fathers took over, who don't believe in big government, big banks running our country, taxation, taxing us to death, Agenda 21, globalist blue-ha-ha bullcrap. But this amount of political and this political tyranny that they're trying to push on us is unreal, folks. Let me go on and continue. Citing the more I read about this, even though I've read it, the anger and anger I get. But citing the proliferation of lone wolf style attacks, Carlin said lone offenders are other small groups plan and carry out their attacks with limited assistance, pointing to the power of the internet to help organize. See, this is also what the TPP all these net neutrality that they're trying to push, net censorship, trying to take our freedom of speech away from us with their so-called domestic terrorists. But to go on the power of the internet to help them organize, Carlin twice mentioned Islamic extremists. See, look at your play on words here. They are trying to put constitutionalist, conservative, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr supporters, Campaign for Liberty supporters, constitutionalists, Constitutional Party supporters in with Islamic terrorists. But Carlin twice mentioned Islamic extremists in his comments, but they immediately went on to claim that domestic terror are by groups supporting anti-government means eco-radicalism and racism are just as dangerous despite that much smaller number of business sponsored by such groups. See, look how they're trying all this together. They're trying to make it sound like believing in the Constitution, standing up for your God-given rights, makes you a terrorist. Folks, these are just scumbags in our federal government trying to make us feel like we're nothing, like we are pieces of crap. But I'm sorry, I'm standing up. I'm making my line in the sand. And that's what all of us need to do. I'm not saying you have to go out here and host your own radio show, your own website. But speak up, spread the news. Get these articles that I post on my website. You're free to print them off and pass them out. Give them to people. Enlighten people about them. Tell them about the radio show. Tell them about the website. Get the word out. Let people know what is going on and how we can take our country back. But to continue on, the new office is teaming up with the controversial Southern Poverty Law Center, which this group has a long, long history of bashing anybody that believes in the Constitution. Just look up Southern Poverty Law Center lawsuits where they have defamed constitutionalists and have lost lawsuits where these people that they have defamed and said derogatory things for had sued them and won. But yet, because they're supported by our federal government, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they are still around. Let's defeat these people. Though the relationship is not fully detailed in Carlin's remarks, several times Carlin notated the Southern Poverty Law Center's history of tracking hate groups. See, there they throw the word hate groups in because you don't go along with the tyrannical government, you're considered a part of a hate group and its presence on the internet. In comments this week, the Southern Poverty Law Center's top man, Mark Potok, said, We've been pushing for something like this for quite a few years. We feel like it is a very much a step forward, although we'll have to see how it plays out. Yeah. Potok went on to say that the new effort would restore a balance to the State Department's effort to fight terrorism. These people are nothing but of the devil, folks. They are nothing but of the devil. They want to keep telling you that being a conservative, being a Christian, believing in the Constitution is being a radical, is being it just irritates me. Folks, we need to get up and fight and stand against this, that you're a terrorist if you believe in the Constitution. Well, I tell them, they are the terrorists, that Potok, Obama, Carlin, Holder, the former Attorney General, the new Loretta Lynch, the new Attorney General, they're the terrorists because they're trying to destroy this country. Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, I'll even throw Bernie Sanders in there, his socialist self. They're the terrorists, not us constitutionalists, us libertarians, us Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz supporters. It is just unreal what they're trying to get on. But Potok went on to say that the new effort would restore balance to the State Department's efforts to fight terrorism. For years, the media has turned to the Southern Poverty Law Center as an expert source for identifying hate groups, but the organization is a single source, and even the FBI cannot substantiate. That's a line of mainstream media bullcrap. The Southern Poverty Law Center is in bed with the federal government, along with mainstream media, on saying who the hate groups are. It's they have marked Rand Paul, Matt Drudge, Bob Barr, Alex Jones, I know, let me start all over. Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, our founding fathers. Anybody that believes in the Constitution, Donald Trump. While I'm still the proof in the pudding, it's still out about Donald Trump. I like his rhetoric. Let's see if he's still true to what he says. But Southern Poverty Law Center is just as bad as the federal government, folks. But continue on. Echoing Potok's concerns over the hate group it tracked, Carlin notated he is worried over such groups as well. See, we've got two cobras, two snakes in the grass in bed together. They're, of course, going to say the same thing. But Carlin was also saying the Attorney General noted this summer that these kind of hate crimes are the original domestic terrorism, he said. Among domestic extremist movements activity in the United States, white supremacists are the most violent. The Charleston shooter, who had a manifesto laying out a racist worldview, is one example. His actions followed earlier deadly shooting sprees by white supremacists in Kansas, Wisconsin, and everywhere. See, they're taking single incidents and pushing them. That Charleston shooting was nothing but a nut on psychotropic reinhibitors. Pushed on by Big Pharma, just like the shooting out in Oregon, just like Aurora, just like anywhere. But the Obama administration has a long history of claiming that Islam and terrorists is perhaps less of a worry than homegrown terror. You know, you want to know why the Obama administration says that the Islamic terrorism is perhaps less a worry than homegrown terror? Because Obama, CIA, is funding Islamic extremists through Turkey, along with Saudi Arabia. That's why they don't think, that's why they claim that it's not, that it's a less worry than homegrown terror. They consider movements like the Tea Party as homegrown terror, trying to take our country back and put it on, back on the foundation that our founding fathers set forth. But continue, during his 2 terms in office, Obama's government has issued report after report saying that groups such as the Tea Party groups, Patriotic Americans, novice groups, and even our soldiers are possible domestic terrorists. Yes, even our own soldiers, the ones that believe in the oath to defend our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, that stands up to Obama, stands up to our government, this tyrannical government got, they call them domestic terrorists. Earlier this month, Obama's government announced that it's going to join a new effort that with the UN to allow international police agencies to help program how American cities respond to terrorism. And that is just now coming out that is called the Safe City Initiative. We'll have more on that in the future. But Safe City Movement, what that is, we're going to try to militarize the police and put them under UN control. And the officers that do not believe it, they're going to get rid of them one way or the other. But folks, do your research on this. Let's get this information out. This domestic terrorist unit is one of the most dangerous things they have come out with. And they are trying, and they're going to try to push us in this. They are going all in. They're going for broke, as my article says. They're going for broke to try to take this country over. We, like I said before, we have won some battles against them. We have won some battles against them, but we are going to have to really dig deep, draw a line in the sand, and speak out about them because, well, they're going for broke, as stated, with this domestic terrorist unit they have created. They are going for broke now, folks. And we got to draw our line in the sand. We got to make a stand, or we're going to fall for anything. I know you have wanted to take our country back. Well, this is your chance. This is your chance, folks. But SA4, check our website out at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Get the word out about the show. Get the website out. Get these articles out. Spread them out. Hand them out. Spread them out. Get the word out about what's going on. Get your weekly dose of truth here. We will be with you next Sunday, 6 p.m. See you then.